Prologue. The sea was wide, cold, and blustery. The large wooden ship rocked hard against the rolling waves. I'd been on the Mayflower for only 30 minutes, but already my head was leaning over the side just in case I had to feed the fish. Water splashed up from the side of the hull and then rained down upon the deck. "You there!" a voice shouted from nearby. Turned around to see a sailor staring and pointing in my direction. He was a couple of inches taller than me. Shoulders were broad. His beard was black and scraggly with a thin scar above his cheek. "That's right. I'm talking to you. Get your landlubber legs over here and below deck." Couldn't this sailor see that I was in no position to move, let alone walk across the ship, when the deck felt like a washing machine with a spin cycle on extra high? No, of course not. For starters, washing machines didn't exist in the year 1620. I turned back toward the sea as another wave of nausea swelled inside me. Maybe my decision to teleport aboard the Mayflower and journey with the pilgrims hadn't been such a good idea after all. In fact, maybe now'd be a good time to time jump back to modern-day America, get some seasickness pills. Yeah, that's it. I could get the pills, stabilize my motion sickness, and then return before the ship reached a new world. Suddenly, somebody grabbed my arm, spun me around. I nearly jumped into the water when the large sailor shouted directly into my face. "The whole lot of you makes me sick," he said. "We should throw all you saints overboard. What's your name?" "Saints?" This was not my first encounter with somebody from the past, although I was feeling extremely queasy. I tipped my head, introduced myself while trying not to fall over. "I'm not a saint or a separatist. I'm Rush Revere," I said. "I'm a history teacher from the 21st century. I've come to the 21st century? Blimey, you're mad. The whole lot of you. You think I care if you make it to New England?" Sailor laughed as he pushed his face into mine. He said, "I don't. In fact, I'd rather feed you to the sharks and be done with you." His breath smelled foul like rotten fish. I gagged, and suddenly I vomited as the boat lurched to the side and sent me face first into the unsuspecting sailor. We tumbled to the deck. I rolled up against the railing. I sat up, realizing I felt a great deal better. Unfortunately, I couldn't say the same thing about stinky fish breath. He was covered from head to toe in my regurgitated lunch. "Arr! You puked all over me, you piece of scum! I'll throw you overboard!" He scrambled to his feet. He charged at me like a bull targeting a matador. My horse Liberty was aboard the Mayflower somewhere. "Liberty!" I yelled, stumbling backward. "Can use a little help over here." Now look, I know what you're thinking. What is a horse doing on the deck of the Mayflower in the middle of a storm-tossed sea? Good question. The truth is, my Liberty is no ordinary horse. The ship rocked back and forth as water surged again over its bow and crashed down on the deck as if a large waterfall had been turned on and off. The sailor was only a few feet away and closing fast. I scanned the length of the Mayflower, searching high and low. Another rush of water nearly swept me off my feet. I looked down to see a large fish flopping around. The boat rocked again. The fish slid right between the legs of the sailor. Not a bad idea, I thought. Right before the sailor grabbed me, I dove headfirst through his legs. For a split second, I thought I was through and beyond his grasp. But the sailor's beefy hand grabbed my leg and in my coat, and then hoisted me up by my collar. "I hope you can swim," yelled Fish Breath. From over his shoulder, I finally spotted what I'd been searching for. "And I hope you can fly," Liberty replied to him. Oh, yes, Liberty can talk. I told you he wasn't an ordinary horse. Before the man could even turn around to see who had spoken, Liberty kicked his hind legs, sent the sailor sailing high into the air, and then he fell into a web of nets. "Perfect shot," Liberty said. "You appeared in the nick of time," I said, starting to feel sick again. "Well, leaping into the Mayflower in the middle of a storm wasn't my idea," Liberty said, speaking very fast. "I mean, yeah, I can leap to different times in American history, but I'm not a weatherman. And horses don't like boats. There's an awful lot of water surrounding us. This constant rocking back and forth, is making me hungry." Liberty turned his neck from side to side as if searching for the nearest feed bag. "Do you know where we can get some food around here?" I slipped onto Liberty's saddle. I said, please, let's not talk about food right now. I need you to open the time portal. Back to the future, Liberty grinned. Yes. Back to modern-day America. Please, just try not to leap us into a tornado. Liberty started galloping and yelled, rush, rush, rushing from history. A swirling circle of gold and purple appeared on the deck of the Mayflower. And as it grew bigger, Liberty bolted for the center and jumped through. And we were back in modern-day America.